there's a theory that what keeps the planets moving around and the galaxies forming, they're saying electricity.
There is electricity, yes.
Electrical plasmas.
Yes.
Huge ones, and they're beautiful, like nebulas and things. Now, planets have different electrical charges.
Densities.
I'm trying to get scientific with you, if that's okay.
Okay.
The Earth would have one charge, and Mars would have another charge, and Jupiter would have another charge. And if two planets got too close together, there would be sparks, there would be lightning.
Yes.
Did something like that happen to Mars? There's a big cut along the side of Mars. It looks like it was caused by huge amounts of electricity, like huge lightning.
Yes, and also craters.
Yeah, like the Olympus Mons, they call it. It's the biggest mountain on Mars. It looks just like what you get if you had a huge lightning strike. And they're saying that it might not have happened very long ago. Do you know anything about that?
Yes.
Well, what can you tell me?
What would you like to know?
Well, what happened? Another planet got too close to Mars and caused an electrical charge to transfer from one planet to the other?
Almost like an arc.
Yeah, an arc. What happened to the other planet, you know?
It got shifted into storms.
Shifted? Is it still in our solar system?
Yes.
Is it still in one piece?
Yes, but their system is just full of storms.
The system or the planet's full of storms?
System.
So there's more than one planet involved?
Yes.
How many?
For Mars?
No, this planet that almost collided with Mars. Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, three.
There's three of them?
Yes.
Where do they come from?
They come from the depths of space. They come in because they're pulled in.
And so they come in and they almost collide with Mars, and then they zoom off somewhere, but they're still in our solar system?
Correct.
Would you know the name of the planets, what we call them now?
No.
Let's see what... Jupiter has a lot of storms. Is it Jupiter?
No.
Venus?
No.
How long ago did this happen, do you know?
Well, about 35,000 years.
So that's pretty recent. So there was... So the High Society was living on Mars at the time.
Correct.
They survived this?
They did because they went underground.
You know, we have a big robot on Mars right now. Do you know about that?
No.
It's called Curiosity. It's got cameras and lasers and shovels and all kinds of things. It's going to be there for years and years. It's like a little vehicle. Do you think it'll find any life?
No. It'll show fragments of different early lives. It'll show fragments of it.
You think there'll be any critters that are running around on the surface of Mars that it might take pictures of?
No, everything's basically underneath. The water sources, land sources.
Let's see what else I can ask about. Oh, I know. Can I ask about our moon?
Yes.
Do you know anything about our moon? Have you investigated it?
Yes.
What can you tell me about our moon? Is it an actual planet, or is it hollow? Is it...
It's hollow, but there's bases on it.
On the surface?
Yes.
Was it naturally created, or was it built?
Created.
How did it get hollow?
It was produced that way for more engineering.
So let me translate. Some space people came by and hollowed it out to make a colony?
Yes.